أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كريم المسلمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I praise Him, I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance, I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is His servant and His messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the messengers, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge of Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam, and has made it an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated in his book. I advise myself first, if I advise you, to have consciousness, awareness, regardfulness, taqwa for Allah, highly glorified is he, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. And Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kuna iditu minha jamian fa imma yahtiyanakum minni hudan faman yabiya Tabia Hudaya Fella Kaufun Alehim Willahum
Walehu Yahzanun.
Sadaq Allah Wadeen. The expression is as follows. I seek refuge of Allah against the shaitan, rejected the shaitan, and rejected. We did say, down with you all from this, there shall nonetheless most certainly come unto you guidance from me. And those who follow my guidance need have no fear, neither shall they grieve. This is the 38th ayat of Surah 2 al-Baqarah, the cow, or the heifer. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, Get Ye Down, Get Ye Down. In the narration of Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, said that the Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said, when Allah created Adam, he left him in that state for 40 years while his body was laying in the dust. He would be left as long as Allah willed. So as we begin, again, we thank Allah. We're glad to be back on this day. And I'm glad to be back before the community, especially with how busy the last month has been for me. And today is Friday. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best day on which the sun has risen is Friday. Adam was created on Friday. And on it, he entered paradise, and on it he was expelled from therein. The hour would not be established but on Friday. And so inside of this thought pattern that we have, I guess, called the series of khutbahs, I have, by Allah's guidance, moved back and forth into each ayat of the context. And by doing this, I pray to Allah that it has begun to help us really understand the plan of Allah in our way, which we are not involved in any other reason as a part of the plan. Understand that there is a purpose to our being placed down into the earth. That Allah says, and lo, thy sustainer said unto the angels, behold, I am about to establish upon the earth one who shall inherit it. And to be honest, this is what my original thoughts were to present today. But after doing, you know, in my preparation, I realized that, yes, this is where I want to go. But to only present Khalifa, to only present that without presenting the who, the what, the where, the why, the when, in terms of that Khalifa, it has to be met to better present that. So we go to the creation of Adam alayhi salam. And for us as Muslims, we look at Adam as the creation of humanity. We look at the meaning Adama, and it means human being. And I pray, if we have not already established that, each one of us is Adam. Because we have to fully grasp what Allah is telling us about our first father, the first prophet, the original creation, the original nature that is our being. What we have to fully grasp is that each of us is just that. So when we have been on the subject of get ye down, and we think, well, I was created here already. I was created here. I was born here. I'm already down on the earth. How does this apply to me? Some background that we have already covered. Yes, we were born here, but our creation is a creation of a soul. And our soul was created a long time before our physical self was created. So remembering that we're looking at the plan of God here. See, man might have to adjust or change the play since football has started back up. You might have to change the play. You might have to audible, as they say. But for the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer of all the systems of knowledge, Allah, that doesn't happen. Allah says in the Quran, Allah effaces whatever he wills and retains whatever he wills, and with him is the mother of the book. Everything that was revealed comes from this source. Nothing had to be changed because it's what was written. The Quran, The creation of the heavens and the earth, all of it was according to the plan and was done for a reason of supporting, of support. Behold, I am about to establish upon the earth one who shall inherit it. Adam, alayhi salam. For us to realize that, we have to look at how we become that. Besides it being natural. Inshallah, for a few, I'm going to present on this. This is still in the line of get ye down. We have to look at the meaning of Adama in the Quranic Arabic. And Imam Muhammad, right, he said that Adam is the mind, the heart, the nature, and the spirit that God wanted to rule the earth. Now, the creation of Adam was a creation of excellence. When we look at this original creation, for it to be what Allah intends for it to be, there has to be something that supports it. You cannot plant a seed and never water it. And I'm speaking from our standpoint, that there are things that support us. For Allah, I'd say it's being, and it is. But for us, there has to be things that support it, and Allah has put those into place. You know, there's seeds that you can plant that don't need water, but they still need something. You cannot expect to see results of growth from something that never gets help to grow. Allah understands that. When inside of these ayat in Surah Baqarah that I've been focusing on, and please remember that there's also a lecture that I've done, I think it was a Ramadan session that I did, and it's really something that I'm going to continue to work on and bring more for, and it's called focus. Focus. Finding our consciousness using scripture. Why is this important for us to understand? Because knowledge of self is the only way to know who, what, when, where, and why. Who we are. Now, don't get me wrong. And certainly we have created for hell many of jinn and men, and they have hearts with which they do not understand. And they have eyes in which they do not see. And they have ears in which they do not hear. Do not think that means the physical sense only. It means that they have not used or refused to use the intellect that was given to them. Which in turn means that they have not used what Allah has given them to be of those who think. Allah says to us, for those who think, who ponder, who reflect, Allah in the creation is creating an Adam, alayhi salam, that is a thinking creation. The creation of Adam was and is to establish one. And I speak to one because it is the one soul of humanity. I'm addressing that one soul of humanity. Even if we are all our own individual selves, we are still one soul, if we like it or not. If we like part of that soul or not, we're still one soul. But it is the one soul that comes under the guidance of what Allah has for us. I think, and let me just touch Khalifa for one moment. One meaning of this is that it's not one person. We have to understand it's not one person. It is all of us. Each one of us is Khalifa. Each one of us is Adam. When we think Adam, we need to begin to think Khalifa. We need to begin to think. And let me say this. Adam is the beginning of what the Khalifa is based on. It's the beginning of the Khalifa, but it's based on the receiving and responding to the correct guidance and the progression inside of that guidance. This is what I'm presenting today for us to grasp that. That before we can truly understand in our limited capacity, that Allah's plan is to create and produce a creation that will be able to live up to the status that it has been given. It has to grow into that. See, the creation of Adam was a creation of an intellectual kind. Our soul is not something we can put on the dresser at night or take it out and look at it in the physical sense. But in the original sense, and when I say sense, we're on Adam. Adam is the five senses. As I close this first part, the five senses, sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch. Now, Don't hold on to the physical meanings, because in the sight we have seen. And what did they call those who were not prophets, but yet had wisdom? They called them a seer. A seer is one who has the insight. Insight. A seer has insight. One who is described as having spiritual eyes. Smell. Smell means to detect something. We're talking about senses. I smell something fishy going on. It's not the kitchen. But I smell something fishy going on. It is that sense that we've been given. Hearing. Our hearing is the ability to understand and perceive something. Taste. Taste is the ability to identify quality. If it tastes bad, you know it. But if it tastes good, so taste is the ability to identify quality. And touch. Touch is the ability of feeling of closeness. Our souls know when we get close to something or someone. We can feel it. That's what they call, I have a feeling. I got this special feeling. That's what the sense of touch is. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Get ye down. Now, yes, understand those senses in the physical and understand them in the abstract. These senses are what we have been given in the concrete and in the abstract. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, take advantage of five before five. And Al-Islam is built on five. We have five salat that we're obligated to make a day. Our lives are given to us when we look at it in fives. From what I have just presented, we can see that. The easiest way to multiply is by what? Five. Besides the one. The one. Allah is one. Allah is the one who created everything to support Adam alayhi salam. And in the context of the ayat, Allah says, he it is who created for you all that there is on the earth, and then he turned to the sky and ordered it into seven heavens. This is where I am right for us right now. This is where I am. He ordered it into seven heavens. So on the night journey, We're on the first heaven. We're on the night journey, we're on the first heaven. That's the first level. In a narration reporting of Muhammad, the Presby upon him, the Isra al-Miraj, the ascension. On the lowest level of the paradise is where Muhammad met our father Adam, alayhi salam. And as we go along, we will go from here as we move up the levels, all in the effort to better understand becoming, fulfilling Khalifa. First, Allah says to us, and remember, focus, find our consciousness, use the scripture, and remain conscious of God, since it is God who teaches you. Allah teaches. The best of teachers is God. This is why this is important for us when we look at Adam as Khalifa. As we look at Adam as the five senses, that we are to use to be taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, I think I've said this, but now in the context of these ayahs from Surah 2, and he taught Adam the names of all things. If there was no physical body of Adam yet, because we know the tradition of Muhammad, the Presby upon him, said when Allah created Adam, he left him in a state for 40 years while his body was laying in the dust. This means that while the body was waiting to be used, waiting to be filled, the soul, the intellect was alive, ready to learn, being taught, waiting to be used. The first teaching was from Allah to Adam as an intellect. The best gift to creation was the gift of the intellect. The narration by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, the Prophet, the peace be upon him, said, Allah created the intellect before creating the body. So that supports it. Allah created the intellect before creating the body. And he said, by my honor and glory, I shall not create a creature better or more honorable than you. He's speaking to our intelligence. Also in the narration, it says, when Allah, highly glorified, he created the intellect, the aql, he made it speak, and he said to it, come forward. And it came forward. He said, go back, and it went back. Then Allah said, I swear by my glory, my honor and my glory, that I have not created any creation more beloved to me than you. I will not perfect you in anyone except those whom I love, and I will command you and prohibit you from disobeying me, and I will punish you, and I shall reward you through your intelligence. Brothers and sisters, if the intellect is more beloved by Allah than any other creation, then not using our intellect is the biggest form of shirk. It's the biggest form of shirk. Not using our brains is the biggest form of worshiping something besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One reason I wanted to move on to Khalifa, besides it was inside of the ayahs, is to show that, one, we're all leaders. We're all leaders. But it's that leadership inside of our thinking first. Some want to say, oh, don't be sheep. Don't be sheep. Don't keep following them. Don't be sheep. Don't be led by organized religions. Well, my way of life encouraged me to think for myself. Or they say, don't be led by so-and-so. Well, for those who say that, and unfortunately, there are some of us as Muslims who say that type of thing. But Khalifa, it also means from behind. The leadership it stands for is to be one who reminds. And Imam Muhammad, he said that it means one who has foresight and hindsight. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we move forward, we learn a lesson, and we have to go back to fix it. So that's the same thing we read today when we read when Moses said, that's the spot we were looking for. And they retraced their footsteps. Sometimes we have to see, we move past something and not realize we got to go back so we can get it right. This is why the importance of the creation of Adam is so big for us. It was on a Friday. Juma was on Friday. We are told by the Prophet, the present peace be upon him, to read Surah Al-Kahf 18 on Friday because it gives us the light until when? Until the next Friday. Why? When it is dark. When it's dark like these times are. If we don't realize, as much as Allah has blessed us and guided us and given to us, these are dark times that we read in what Allah is telling us. See, the dark ages, that didn't mean the sun didn't come out. It's the dark ages of ignorance. It's the dark ages of not using our intellects. This is what we're facing now. When we allow someone else, and I'm speaking to another human being that has not shown they are worthy of being who should shape how we think. Especially when we have been guided to what Allah has for us to think with. If it doesn't come in line with what we're being told by our Creator to think with, then we have to look at it and we say, nah, you know, I'm sorry. That's what I do. Our intellect, that gift, Adam, alayhi salam, the humanity, us, we have been given the opportunity to think for ourselves. But the first thing we have to do is to learn to use what we've been given by Allah. That will not just help us, but it's designed for us to be successful. And what I said is our purpose. I said it earlier. It's in our purpose. Adam's purpose is not to be led by anyone or anything besides what Allah has put to lead him. Meaning, the creation, the revelations, what are they called? Ayats. Signs. And there are signs in the creation and in you, your own souls, for us to learn from. Inside of this that I've been working on, we have been told to stay away from the tree. Because the tree is a symbol for us that will mislead, us, and that will be show us that we will be misled by those who say that they have our best interests at heart. I am your sincere advisor. You can trust me. I will fix it. I will take care of it. I got the answers. Only me. That's Shaitan. Iblis became the Shaitan because of the fact that Iblis wanted to be the leader. Not this creation who, when he went through near the body, when the body was waiting for 40 years, and there's so much in that, when the body was waiting, he went near the body, and he was, the tradition is that he was afraid. But then when he bumped the body and he heard it make a hollow sound, then he said, wait a minute, this thing is empty. I can fill it with vain desires. I can fill it with all type of mad, bad thoughts, misinformation, lies, jealousy, filled with bitterness, filled it with hate. All of those things that is what Iblis became when it turned into the Shaitan. So we are being warned, do not go anything that's or allow anything to lead us away from what Allah has for us. This means not any president, not any prime minister, not any senator, not any news personality, not any influencer. And I keep bringing this up, but they call themselves influencers. They're telling us up front they're trying to make us come over to the way they think. And I didn't even look up the word influence. I should have looked up the word influence. Normally I do, but Allahu Alam. Shaitan was the first influencer. Am I correct? And when we look at what caused the confusion in paradise, what caused the chaos in paradise and caused us to be placed into the earth, besides it was the plan of Allah, it was the chaos and the confusion in that state. But it was not, and this is from the Imam, it was not, as he taught us this, he said the confusion and the chaos, it was not the paradise that was in confusion. It was not the paradise that was in chaos. It was our own lives that were in confusion. Our own lives that were in the chaos. This is why Allah says, stay away from the influencer. We let ourselves fall into it. Because we have not fully allowed Allah to teach us. And he teaches us through the ways that have been set up to teach us. Adam alayhi salam is a creation, the first creation that is designed to be able to have an open mind for Allah. Not the mind that was already, not that the mind is, not that the mind was already open, but the design for Adam is to be able to open up to what Allah has to teach for it. There's a big difference. Only for what Allah has to teach for us, not for anything else. And when that mind is open for other things, then that is where the trouble begins. This is what we've been given in the Quran. Read the full context of this. It is in many other places. And Allah says to us in the Friday reading in Surah 18, will you then take him and his offsprings as your guardians rather than me, although they are your open enemies? What an evil substitute are these wrongdoers taking? Shaitan has offspring. If you don't believe it, then why would Allah tell us that? And don't, because one, a lot of times, somebody said that, it's like they get so physical, they think that he's out here producing, having wives or girlfriends or whatever, producing. It's not that, it's mental, it's the mentality. They're offspring of Shaitan, just like we are the offspring of Adam, alayhi salam. That original creation. And we're also Adam. We're being asked, even after Allah has told us in our very souls, when Allah says to Adam, stay away from that tree. We're being told to stay away from that influence. Then if we allow it to happen, Allah asks us every Friday, will you take Shaitan and those offspring of Shaitan who are doing the same work as Shaitan as your protectors and our guardians, even though they are your open enemy? They're not hidden. Everything is out here now. Nothing's hidden. It's all out there in your face right now. Allah says they're your open enemy. My thinking has to be based on what Allah has for me. Meaning, I'm a Quranic thinker. I'm a Quranic Muslim. No, I'm not perfect. I've been given the example of the perfect person. But if I can keep that influence off me, then I can be better. That's how we have to think. This is what we have when we look at Adam. The Adam, it is the first step in what we have to take to become what we are intended to be. Yes, Adam is to be the Khalifa. But to fulfill that role, there has to be experience. There has to be education. There has to be levels to be fully developed into that role. So when Allah says, and Allah taught him the name of all things, there are things that we have been taught that have not even occurred yet. Things that we cannot even realize what it means yet because it still has yet to happen. So when they discover, and they're looking all through these high-powered telescopes, and they discover another planet, and they decide we're going to name it here, Allah already knew that it was there. Allah already knew that when you see it, you'll know what to call it. When you, that new medicines, Allah knew was already going to happen. And when you come across it, you'll already know what to call it, what to use it for. That mind, that soul, that heart, that spirit, remember what the Imam said, is the definition of Adam. It has to have all of those things open to what Allah has for it. Adam has to be the vessel that is filled with the knowledge that Allah has for it. This is what happened when Adam, alayhi salam, he sought forgiveness and he learned some words from his Lord to repent. Allah knows we will make mistakes. I won't even go into it. Allah said, if you didn't sin, I would replace you with ones that did. We will be influenced this way. Why are we being told to beware of it? To be cautious of what the influencer wants and can do for the mind, the heart, the soul, and that has not learned the words from their Lord. And inshallah, there's more to come on this, but as I close, I'm going to close with a quote from the Imam, Rajan Lanu. He said that Adam is the natural man, the complete man who God told to develop the world, to develop the land, and to attend to the needs of the garden on earth, here, now, not hereafter, here, now. Because what Allah has for us after is better than whatever we can do now. Gigi down. Inshallah, I have given something of benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. And may we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbi, not talk about Minika Esami Olin, who are sustainer. Accept thou this from us, for verily thou art alone, art all hearing, all knowing. Amen.